Check one, two. Polish guy, two. And one from Bulgaria. Okay, so this is, I'm going to show some of the apps that I developed. Groovebox, Looper, and a sampler in the browser. AKA, I didn't have money to buy hardware, so I wrote software. Yeah. So what is my motivation? Is I have a story which I did a couple of points here. Maybe I put a timer so that I don't go too much into that. But my motivation is exploration, learning new stuff, trying things with technology. And the second part is sharing these things, jamming together. And as a performer, always it's interesting to build your own tools at some point. It's a little bit nerve-wracking because there are a lot of moving parts and you have more stress, but at the end you ideally have more control also, which is kind of... well, what was that? 180 degrees, they cancel each other, like more stress, more control. It's like so, yeah. I'll show first the... I organized some events in Bulgaria. Jam sessions, I organized some open audio and Linux audio meetups there. And this is one of the jams from one of the recent ones, to kick it off a little bit with hopefully some sound. Let's see, and video. Oh, it's loading from localhost. let's see. Oh, because I stopped the. I also wrote the. So I'm playing here with the guitar a little bit outside of the screen. This is with actual hardware. I have a Groovebox Novation circuit tracks, which I build like a backing track. I looped some guitar parts on top of it. There are some other guys that are playing, bass player. The guy here, he created a drum track on a Volca. So we organize this type of jams where we hook up different things together and see if we can make music. Enough of that. I started this with KDN Live. I recorded this. I'll just show you a little bit. Do you guys hear well? This is with different instruments. It's a traditional Bulgarian song. This is an African drum, flamenco guitar, two Bulgarian instruments, and somebody there. Yeah, and what time did we start? I think it was 25, okay. So I experiment with different things, and at some point I started developing these tools. This is a presentation and one event, I think, in Sweden, where I'm presenting the Jam Station, and there are some people that really like to talk. But I've connected this to, there was this Mayo armband, which is like an accelerometer, and I've created hooked it up to the to control the, what is this? To one of the effects. So I sequenced a certain part, and then I use this as a controller of the sound. So this is in terms of building my own tools and experimenting with them to see. This is another tool that I haven't brought, is the MPK Mini, which I used to travel a lot with, and now this is smaller, but it doesn't have that much, doesn't have pads and knobs. So I saw that I couldn't control it well with this hand, so I switched it. No, but no, it's fine. Yeah, so as an example of experimenting, I think it's enough. I'm trying to fit everything into a time frame. But yeah, so this is part of my motivation. The timeline, I'm a kid from the 90s. I listened to a lot of electronic music back then. I had a Casio keyboard, which I played around a little bit. Then era where I found FL Studio. Do you guys see this? Yeah, yeah. I should show here, not here, because you can't see it. FL Studio was basically composing with a mouse. Then at the university, I learned some music theory, MIDI, learned better to play synths better. And for the first time, we used Linux at work. And afterwards, I think at some point at that time, Ubuntu got released, and I tried for the first time dual booting. And after that, I had several years with Linux Multimedia Studio. At some point, I had to put the... I think I'll do it faster because I'm jumping quite a bit. I found out Logic, Jazz, went to my first jam, which was like free jazz thing. And I got hooked to jamming with other people. At some point, I became good enough to feel that I could write my own music software. And I had several years doing that, also hooking up different Linux audio apps together. And at that point, I went to my first Music Tech Fest. And I decided, OK, we should have something like that in Bulgaria. So I started organizing meetups there with some other people. If they're watching, hey guys. Around the pandemic, I think in March, just before everything closed, we had one open audio meetup, one Linux audio meetup, and a jam. And afterwards, everything got killed by the pandemic. And that moved me to, after the pandemic, to some Dallas focus. I got a corporate job because there was nothing to do, basically. And I bought some gear so I could finally experiment with the hardware that I wanted to experiment. And I also went a little bit into more performing with what you guys saw in the previous slide. And the last couple of years, last year and this year, after the pandemic, I needed to get out. A little bit, and a little bit more traveling. Now I was in Spain, and I'm studying flamenco, and I took a plane, and I'm here. I think it was fast enough. So the apps themselves. The first app is the Jam Station. Is the first one. I used to call it Digital Audio Workstation before I know what a Groovebox is. But it's basically, the interface is inspired by Fruity Loops, or FL Studio now. Let's see if I can load it up. To do some background music. Okay, so if we remove a lot of the stuff, then you would see the resemblance. So the really good thing about FL Studio was that compared to all other DAWs, you can just start making beats directly. So it's for somebody that doesn't know how to use a DAW. Say, okay, what if I start clicking here and there and okay, let's maybe we play this. Oh, I need a mouse. Just give me a second. Yep. Yeah. I always like when it's rushed and So you hook something up, and then, okay, what if I put some things? Ah, cool. So basically started with this thing. I really liked how Fruity Loops was approachable. And I think I'm at that slide. No. Okay. The original browser groove app started with the sequencer, and then I added this the basic synth. Originally, it didn't have any reverb, and it sounded very dry. I started adding some things to the effect chain. So I think maybe if can we zoom out. It's not the, yeah. You guys can still see, yeah. The synth engine is simple enough. It has two oscillators, which I can just get one. Maybe I can remove the reverb and the VCF. This is a basic triangle sound, basic square sound. So you have two oscillators, you have some VCA. It's basic synthesis 101, which I'm not prepared to teach right now. But in a sense, you can build your own sounds with it to a certain extent. It's not a powerful engine, but it's good enough. To start off, let's get back to it. So the why jam station? Because it's when you let's see if this is connected. Afterwards, expanded functionality. Yeah. So it has the synth engine. It has a sample pack, which we might go to or not, depending on the time. I need to connect the keyboard. I think Niels had a problem connecting his MIDI keyboard when he was testing it. It's because I assumed everybody would have MPK Mini. No, just a joke. But let's see if I can connect it without disconnecting the HDMI. Maybe I need to refresh. Route. Am I missing some permissions? Let's see. Katya. Papam made it through. Okay, usually it should be detected, but I think we've connected a lot of new things that I haven't checked before. So, not sure. Let's see if this works. Works. So, recreate it. See something. Probably need to make it a little bit more lengthwise. We have the piano roll, we have something like a session. So we're right now at the baseline. Yep. You see the mouse pointer. Okay. Let's record something. I was feeling very confident with this, but no. Let's do something. Ah, yeah, more or less, so you can easily start building things one on top of the other. It also has some other interesting parts. Let's see if I can hook this directly to the MIDI through. And I think I opened the text. I'm not sure if this needs. Do you guys know this thing? Some of you? Oh, no. It's kind of a synth, FM synth, that is modeled somewhat like the Yamaha DX7. So it uses also the you can also load the patches there, but I just wanted to say that this can be hooked to software as well as hardware. I don't have a hardware here that I can hook it with, but hopefully this will be fine. Oh, I need to restart it, of course, because we restarted PipeWire. Not the best thing, but you see that real time you can sequence sounds and connect it to other software. This fluidly or gives me to the next slide. The next slide. Yeah, use cases, quick sketch of things, backing track for practice and jamming, rhythm exploration. This is something what I really wanted, because in Bulgaria we have 7/8 as a time signature, and also 9/8, 11/8, etc. So I hope I won't kill it with this, but no. No. It's rudimentary, groovebox-y level, but I have big plans for it. No, just okay. Yeah, so now it's in 7/8, which with this groove sounds a little bit strange, but if you know what you're doing in 7/8 and I start from scratch, I can probably build something that sounds better. But as you see, you can explore rhythm, and what it lacks is currently where I'm at. Baseline. Okay, maybe. Yeah. Okay. So, what I'm currently working on. Do I have a slide for this? MIDI clock centerpiece. I said that you can hook it up with other stuff. Current work, I'm improving the piano roll interaction. Currently you can only record, but I'm in the process of making you select. Yeah, it's not perfectly working. And moving around and using the mouse to add notes. Other stuff that I'm currently doing with it. I have some issues that maybe you saw, maybe you didn't see. Touch and responsive interface. So the idea is that I want also this to put this on the phone, so that when you're on the go, you can just sketch an idea, and at some point there will be also synchronization. But touch interface is something that I'm currently working on, and think I have something here. How much time do we have, guys? Want to show also the other apps. So this is a tablet. So take. So if I play this, let's put it back to 4/4. Yeah. future, midterm, I want to integrate some of the functionality from the other apps so that we can have all your tracks and better sample management. Longer term, I want currently it's 4 tracks. Want to make more tracks and streamline the effect chain. I didn't show you that, but you have VCF, you have LFO and reverb, which you can play around later if you like. And a important thing currently, it saves everything in a JSON format. Documents, music, let's say, save, and I restart it. Technically, crossing my fingers, when I open this, it should be there. Yeah, and it's a JSON format, and it can only be opened in this app. But these are open standards, music, XML, and DAO project, which is more recent, which should be, music XML is supported much more than DAO project, but DAO project, there are, I think, two those that use it. So this will be something that I'm looking into expanding this longer term. Yeah, I showed the demo. these are the links. All the apps are on my GitHub account. It's in the speaker bio is a link to the GitHub, and probably I also upload the presentation. So probably there will be some links in the website for you guys to check later. GS Loop Station, it's a very innovative naming. It's basically the looper in the browser. Background, it was inspired by the Boss RC505. Have you seen this tabletop looper that there was a beatbox battles with something like this? I really got inspired by this, and when I started working on that, I haven't touched it, and afterwards I also loved it, but I was looking how they were using it and trying to reverse engineer the interaction. In the meantime, I'll stop the jam station and start the loop station. So, second app with a mega creative name, yes. We have... Hello. Some annoying things that you have to go through. I think if I do this and refresh, managed. Yeah, now we have the inputs. It has 4 tracks, and also multiple instrument sources. Currently, I think both the guitar and the microphone are from the same beam input, but with changing some settings, I can use I can put them to different sources. So currently, you see them as this. But if I go here and instead of duplex, I change Pro Audio, it should be separate sources. But I won't do that because this currently works, and I don't want to. mess it up before testing it first. This is basically the interface looks very similar to the RC505. I think I even took a picture of the controller here and just retraced it with SVG, so Inkscape, I think I used or something. No, I converted the picture to SVG and then removed the things that I don't need. So I really, really liked the interface. Probably, I think I said I got inspired by Fruity Loops, now by Boss. I think there will be some suits coming. technically you can pick the input. I think now this should be the default one. Yeah, this is the default one, so I don't need to change anything. I'll just go ahead with a demo. Because 10 minutes I have, or must. Okay. So, wish me luck. Thanks. Just try something. What it is, it doesn't have effects, it just loops 4 channels right now, and potentially you can hook up a couple of different instruments and record them. I think the timing, I worked a little bit and make the timing a little bit better, because now I see that it's more synchronized. At first I had to really hear where to hit record. But yeah, this is the loop station. Background use cases. It's a semi-functional looper. If you want to use a looper, buy another one. I mean, just for performances. But this is it's nice. I really like clicking this. Yeah. So it's fun to click. I mentioned that you can record several instruments. It would be really nice if I make it work adequately on a phone. So that when you're practicing something, you can record things on top and jam on it. And yeah, future more looper functions, effect chains. Yeah, I mentioned the interface and the mobile devices, and the links also are on my GitHub page, and will be provided later. And this is the loop station. So. Because I was very creative with names. The third app, it's not the same as what is it does, but it's not sampler, it's Zampler, written in a very fancy way. My inspiration for it is, started? Okay. My inspiration for it, I'm loading it while I'm speaking because I don't want to, yeah. Don't have time for it. Yeah, inspiration for it is the MPC series by Akai and the Bose SP series. I happen to own the Mark II of this. But it's basically, I started at a hackathon. There was Abbey Road Studios organized some hackathons a couple years ago. Then they went to VR, and I was not interested in that. But I was part of the first one, and there was this initiative, Audio Commons. How many of you know about it? Audio Commons. This is kind of they try to create an interface that aggregates different online sources for Creative Commons samples. So it used to have free sound. I think this was 3000. Yes. It used to use Freesound, Jamendo, and Europeana. This is how it looks. maybe I can, here I need to make it a little bit bigger. Yeah. Sample search path. Yeah. It has the grid, the pads that you're used to of these hardware devices. And it used to have the connection. I think this year the website of Audio Commons got down, so they didn't pay it. I think at some point they were having some grants to finance this. It was several universities that had this initiative. Sadly, at some point the money ended, and now also the website. So my plan for this is, I didn't have the time this week to connect it to the Freesound API directly, so it can still work. But the idea is that you can sample things. You can sample sample things directly to the pads, and also get some sounds from sources and edit a little bit. There's some basic editing, currently only one feature, but I'll show you. I think this will be a little bit easier that way. Illustration. Let's see if it works without me touching anything. Plug and play. Nope. Okay. Sorry? Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Let's see now. Okay. And currently you can crop the sound. I've added some things that reverse, which would have been super cool if I had time to implement it before the presentation. I added some effect chain from the Jam Station, so I'm trying to bring things from the different apps together. And I'll just record two more sounds before showing anything. So we have the bass drum. We need a snare. Just need to hook this. Let's see. I need more. Maybe less sound. More or less. And hi-hat. Let's crop this. Okay. Now a little bit of performance. Yeah. So as you see, you can also use the keyboard if you don't have a MIDI keyboard to interact with it. It's really direct, and I don't know why there isn't for the hardware devices just the button record and go from there. You have to go every time several steps. But this is I don't want to bitch right now. Complain. Direct sampling workflow, so you sample directly, then you can edit the samples. Not yet, but I'll implement it first with Freesound. My idea for this is I have different samplers, and it would be nice to have one device that can manage my sample library and put them in the format that the specific device needs, it in the folder structure that it needs, maybe in the file format. We'll see. These are the my thoughts. I'm currently improving the editor. I added the crop this week, and it's quite more useful with that. And next week, hopefully, FreeSound API will be back integrated. Midterm, it would be nice if it can be sequenced. And what I miss really in samplers is like Roland has a sampler, a looper, and they have a sampler. With the latest SP404, they added a little bit of loop function, but it's rudimentary to what it can actually be, and it's not like it's a new technology. But I want to be able to use also this interface to loop create certain loops that is just basically and now it's looping, and then I add some maybe a little bit of guitar, load some samples from the FreeSound, and then I can just jam or get to a jam session, plug in. Okay, do you guys need a loop? So it would be very easy just to perform live and to plug into an existing setup. Midterm, long term. I'm paying for the subscription for Splice, but I'm not happy with their service too much. But their interface is not very good to get the samples, so I have to download each of their samples separately, and to get the license, you have to request it. There is this lawyer. There's a YouTube lawyer that deals with this type of music law, and she analyzes the terms and conditions of different services, and it's a bit wonky with this. So we'll see. But if there are some other sample sources, I'll look to integrate it. I mentioned the media library and device management. And these are the links. I was, did I finish early? that's okay. Do you guys have any questions? So we have time for questions. Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, thanks. I'll definitely check these out. How are the projects saved? In local storage, in the browser, or?
Locus. No, it's currently in the session. Some things could be stored in local storage. The only thing that the jam station allows you to save the state. So, okay. I've written a framework. And in the previous presentations, I also explained some of the technologies behind it. I was made aware that this is more user-focused, so I removed all the technology background from my presentation, but I created a framework, and I have a state machine. So basically, all of the app's state can be exported as a JSON, technically. It only works now for the jam station, but technically, we can do it also for the other apps. Yeah, but
my question was more practical.
Yeah.
Are the projects stored on my computer or somewhere?
On the computer.
Okay, so I need to bring the same computer. I can't access my session from another computer through the web.
Well, this might be one thing that this might have some commercial viability, because if it's like an online service that you can store your sessions there, then you can maybe subscribe to it and store audio files there, and to manage your sound library, it could be something like WordPress is doing, so they have their own and people can set up their own. I haven't worked in that direction yet. Currently, it's only local, but potentially this can be expanded in that. If you want to, what I do is I have Nextcloud, and when I save the JSON file, this folder is synchronized between my devices, so I can open it in another device and just load the JSON file. So you can use it like that.
That's workable.
Yeah.
So you're doing everything. So as I understand, you're doing everything in the browser with JavaScript, and the server does nothing except serving the files?
There is no server yet.
It's only because you need the HTTP to get the permissions. Did you think about compiling this in Electron?
Yes.
So you have an app and can access local files?
Yeah. This was one of the things that I was on the horizon. And also to improve the audio engine, because there are some limitations. Like for the loop station, I'll explain without showing, because it, we have a good setup, because I hooked the audio from this interface to the interface that goes to the sound system directly through Katia. I don't know if you know this software. So we have instant feedback. And one of the limitations is just going through the browser, there is too much latency. So if I hook the microphone input to the output that goes through the browser, there's too much latency. It's not good for performing. So this is why I usually get something directly from the interface, or route it through the pipe wire right now, or jack in the past. What was your question?
Sorry, about compiling it as Electron, but we can talk later if you have time.
Yes,
I did a completely different project, but with the same API as Electron. So.
Yeah, I was really I did some C coding in the past, but I don't know for me anything better to create interfaces than JavaScript at this point. Like to create dynamic interfaces fast. With the libraries that are currently available, it's a little bit wonky, but I mentioned that I created my own library. But anyhow, this is, we're going to the coding part. But yeah, I'm definitely something that I would like to explore.
On your loop station, one question. I believe, as we saw from your demo, the most difficult part is getting the very first pattern or the first track right, that it really loops nicely. Did you consider some auxiliary tool like a metronome running in the background that gives you the cue for 1, 2, 3, 4, so that you start in time and end in time?
So for the loop station, I have a lot of ideas because I used the RC505 for a bit. So there's counting. There's also some BPM detection that can be made out of the loop, and it can be more immediate. But it can be improved in that direction. Yeah. Right now you have to be a little bit careful to or practiced a lot. There was
What are the pros and cons for integrating the looper and the sampler into the DAW?
Into the pros is so wouldn't that kill the other two apps? Or is it something like this is the this. I'm just opening this because it's where it's deployed. So the pros are currently it's at a Groovebox level. And it's fine. So devices like circuit tracks, this is what they're doing. So they have two MIDI tracks. So at that level, it's fine. But if you really want to be performant, it wouldn't be bad to be able to just loop audio besides everything that you're doing. So it gives you more tools to when you are creating a track or a loop, or you're joining a jam session. You can do the things directly with one app. Why still have the other two? Is because the interface is different. So the loop station is focused on the loops. So there might be some features that are there but not in here, that are more prominent to when you are to people that are used to that type of interface, and vice versa. For the sampler, it's basically you have a keyboard here. There you have pads. So it's a preference of how you the artist expresses their musicality or the interface that they're accustomed to.
So you don't think it's possible to have not just the sequencer, the piano roll, but also the sampler interface there?
That's the plan to add bits and pieces from the other apps. It can be one app that from clicks switches between the three apps, but yeah, things take time. So I want to make it more modular, and maybe some other people can create their own interface on top of that, and create their own effects or synth engines. But this will take quite a bit of time, and maybe more people than me to accomplish that. There was one, yeah.
In one of your future perspective slides, you mentioned a DAW project. But what's behind this?
DAW project. I should probably add it. So I think it's an initiative by Bitwig and another DAO. I'm not sure. I forgot the standards. More or less for. Yeah, it's an initiative between two DAOs currently. That's to have a format that is open format that they exchange their projects between each other. So it doesn't need to be converted technically.
So the workflow between commercial DAOs then, I see.
Between commercial DAOs, Bitwig runs on Linux, which I use from time to time. But it's good that they created this initiative because the format is open. Okay. So it can be integrated in Arduino. I'm not sure if somebody is here from them, but I'm also looking to integrate it into my software. So it creates one common form like MIDI. So MIDI was created by a lot of commercial companies that wanted to sync their devices together.
I have the impression that you introduced you as a musician, and now you move to be a programmer.
Both.
Are you still both, or are you having less time for making music?
It's the timeline part. So, as I mentioned, I during the pandemic I got a corporate job, so I was coding not for fun. but that gave me my creative focus to be on just playing music, and I played in a folkcore band, in a rock and roll band, and I started playing different instruments. Focus more on playing the guitar and also playing other instruments. I love music, so if I can build guitars, I would also build guitars. But it takes time, like everything. So I'm kind of trying to fit everything together. Like currently, my lifestyle is more traveling, so I used to bring a couple of gear with me, like the circuit tracks and the SP404. I don't have space for them now, so it's a good opportunity to bring out my old projects and make them better, and just use this type of small interface to make music. So motivation to, so in different parts of person's life there are different focuses, so yeah, that's it.
All right, then yeah, thank you very much again.
Thank you. You can check my GitHub page, Create Issues. I don't mind them. There's the Instagram account, which I put my music, and musictechbg.bg is the community that I was trying to build, and now is kind of in a not great state because of the pandemic. But InitLab is the hackerspace in Sofia that I'm part of, and we organize the events there. So if you go to these places, you can get in touch with me. And also, I'll be here these 2 days if you have questions. Yeah.